a stump with a bolt in it, maybe?
Yes, sir. Man, we call it a merry-go-round. Yes, indeed. Yeah. You betcha. Put some of that old axle grease on there so it'll slip. Go around there and put a big pin down to it. Oh, yeah, we've had things like that.
Boy, those things would really fly, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Have a lot of fun with
them. It's a dizzy.
Yeah, you betcha.
I remember we had one when I was a boy, and one of the kids got his head banged really badly. He was a pusher that day, and he didn't get on the road. That was the end of it.
Oh, you can get hurt on them, you bet your life. That's right.
Did you have anything for winter? Climb up one of those things that you could slide on the snow?
You mean a homemade sled?
Yeah.
Mercy, I made a million one of them. Good gracious, yes. Give me a couple of old planks and wet it off one end, you know, make it a sled, you know, taper it off one end, make for runners, and then nail some more pieces across it and take off. Oh, yes, I never had one of these here. I never owned one of these newfangled, these sleds like the kids have now. I never owned one of them. I always thought I'd like to have when I was a kid, have one of those things. We never had them. No, we built them. We made them. Built them. You know, the old scrap lumber, anything you get a hold of. Nail her together and just ride her until she comes to pieces and then just work her over again.
What did you call it when you got up on top of a hill and picked the sled up and held it against your chest? You took a good run and then slammed the sled down?
I don't know. I never done that. But I've got up on top of many a high hill and with a big old sled and just got up on there and let somebody give me a shove and away we go. Maybe I'd go down the hill and under or through a wire fence or into a pile of brush or something, no telling where I'd go. No, I never done that. I know what you mean though. I seem like I've seen kids do that. Take a little old sled and hold it up against them and just take a big run and just scooped right on. Well, I never done that because I wasn't, I guess I wasn't active enough. I was pretty husky when I was a kid, and kind of clumsy, I guess. But I think I know what you mean. I think I've seen kids do all kinds of tricks like that.
Did you have one of those weapons made with a forked stick? You could shoot rocks in it?
Oh, mercy, well, heavens, I've made a many one of them. I should say so. Yeah, they call them, what do they call them? I don't think it's right. They call them slingshots. That's not a slingshot. I always call it a bean shooter, or a nigger flipper. By golly, that's what I call them. And now they give it the word slingshot. Well, a slingshot is, in my opinion, is a thing like Daniel slew old Goliath with a slingshot.
Whirl it around your head.
You bet your boots. And I met him anywhere in them and put a rock in it and boy, you could sure throw her a long way.
Yeah, I was never able to hit anything.
Oh boy, and I've had them to get tangled up and wrap it around my neck too. No, I wasn't no marksman with one of them, but I made him get a good piece of soft leather, you know, and cut it out and get me a couple of good stout strings and then get a rock and put in that thing and whirl her around a little while and then whoosh, turn her loose. That's what I call a slingshot. But I think they call these other things, they call them slingshots now. But I never did. I called it a beanie or a nigger flipper. Whether that was the right name for it or not.
Around the barnyard, did you have one of those vehicles with one wheel up in front?
A wheelbarrow?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, that's right. Bet you. We had a wheelbarrow. Sure did. Yeah. The only metal about it was the wheel.
Yeah.
That's all. Rest of it was wood.
Buy the wheel and make the rest.
Yeah.
The wheel and the axle.
Well, yeah, we'd buy one and then just keep rebuilding it. When the lumber would rot out on it, well, we'd just rebuild it. As long as the old wheel would hold together. And of course, the wheel would last a long time if you keep it lubricated, you know, kind of halfway take care of it. Had a bolt went through that wheel, you know. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any with any pneumatic tires on them like you can get now.
Well, they don't stand up as well either, I imagine.
I don't know.
Did you have one of those big wheels for sharpening axes? And